This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. You would not believe the unbelievable hashgacha of what we're going to learn today. And that is, today we're going to learn the Ois Zion. What's so significant about the Ois Zion? The Sefer Yetzirah writes that Chodesh Sivan was created with the Ois Zion. Zion is the Ois of Chodesh Sivan. So, you know, there was no learning until we learned Monday. So this is as close to Rosh Chodesh as you could get. Let me pull up the Mar Mekaymos. Here we go. Beautiful. We're going to now Ois Zion. Sarach Lizar, Suras Ois Zion. Sarach Lizar Shalati Ragla Arucha. You want to make sure that the leg is not too long, because otherwise, like in picture 11, it will look like a final nun. Shaliz dama lenun pshuta. The tipsa ayidei kriyas ha-tinoik will become possible if the tinoik reads it, if he can't read it. Alkein lo yehei ragla aruch yosvim beis kol masam. Therefore, the leg should not be longer than two pen widths. The roisha and its head, sarach lios oiver mishnei tzadim. So the head of the Zion should be on both sides, as opposed to only one side, then it looks like a vav. Shalois hazama levav. V'yir meruba, it should be a square head, like in picture 17. V'gimel tagin aroisha, with three crowns on its head. V'ragla tia pasha tachteha, it should be a straight foot underneath it, a straight leg, loy shavura, not broken, like in diagram 18 bays. V'yesh oisena kava tachtoin, dak b'yitzia, some make the lower line, the leg, narrow from its point of emanation. V'hoylech u'mesaveh, it gets wider, ad chetzia, to the midway point, u'mechetzia choyzeh mesmaila, and then it diminishes more, ad shetia chada lamata, until it's sharp on the bottom. Like in diagram 19, where it starts off narrow, it widens, and it becomes narrow. Vim niskatsra haregel mizayin. What if in, like in number 20, it shortens? Dinai kamaisha kasavna ba'izvav. So the din is like we wrote in Oizvav. Namely, look earlier, mele'el, simen lamed beis, if tezayin, bahaga. So a shortened Zion will be just like a shortened Vav. So let's say in diagram 8, we had by the Vav, Imregel Havav Katzer, Ma'in Boy Ra Kamala Yud Puzzle. If you have a Yud, it's Puzzle. The Imma'at Yoyser, Tzach Laharis Latinoik. Vadim in Roish Havav Rachav, and in Makitas Lareish. So whatever we said by a Vav would apply by a Zion. Even though he brings Va'avsha Prima Gadim at Sadei Lahakal Bazeh, the Dayim Nishma Rega Kamoy Ois Yod. Even though Prima Gadim says that even though by Ois Vav, if it's only a Yod's height, it's possible. By a Zion, it's kosher. Hadach Achayim Hilchos Kriyas HaTor V'Asher Efram Sosmu Kashulchan Aruch, that it would be a problem. V'Koshkein Imher Latinak V'Loi Kar LaZayin, certainly if you showed it to a kid, Bevada In Lahakal Bazeh. But it does seem like there's a difference between a Vav and a Zion, that there might be basis that even though a Vav, if it's the height of a Yud, it's puzzle, a Zion, if it's the height of the Yud, the Prima Gadim at least is lenient. Umuchach, it could be the reason would be because of the head. The head of a Vav is exactly like a Yud. So if it's tall like a Yud, it's mamash Yud. The head of a Zion, on the other hand, it has it has Zion character just from its head. It would seem to me, says the Mishnah Berurah, that it won't even help to fix it by tefillin and mezuzos. Mishum shalei kesidron. This will be a problem of shalei kesidron. Ayin b'simen lamed beis sif chafei. Okay, now Baruch Hashem, we have the great zechus to learn the ois ches. We have the great zechus to learn the ois ches. Okay, so here we go. Let me get it in one column. Okay. Ois ches. Now, this is interesting. Many people have Arizal Ksav. If you do have Arizal Ksav, you better ascertain for sure that this is your minhag. Because according to Chazon Ish, it may not be, the Chazon Ish seem to have said it's not even kosher b'diavad. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva says it is kosher b'diavad. Some say the Chazon Ish retracted. I only bring this up because the Mishnah Brura does not even entertain the Arizal Ksav. It's not even brought as an option. So if you're not sure what your minhag is, you have to go out today and get Bais Yosef Tzvan. If the only reason you have Arizal is someone bought it for you but didn't really know, so go to your bank account, take out some money, and get yourself Bais Yosef Tefillin, and then Bais Yosef Mezuzos. That is the accepted approach according to the Mishnah Brura. If you're certain that your Messiah is to have Arizal Ksav, that may be a different story. Okay, but you'll see, because one of the telltale signs between Ksav Ari and Ksav Bais Yosef is the Ches. In Bais Yosef Ksav, a Ches is two Zions. In Arizal, it's a Vav and a Zion. So let's see. Ois Ches. Hiya shtei raglea ketuna shtei Zionim. The Ches should be like two Zions. The Hazayin should be tzad yamin. The right Zion. Nachalas is Karen Roshe Ogol b'tzad yamin. It's correct. It's nice to have the top head circular on the right side, like in the diagram two. Via hazainin ruchoikim zamiza. The two zayins should be distant from each other. Chol hayoyser, at the very least, ka'ove komas. There should be at least a pen's worth of distance between them. Viyu mechubarim v'chatoytres yachta. They should be connected with a hump, like a roof. Hukim in gagavai, like a high roof. Umakel, and there should be a stick. Hukim in tagado yasala b'roish regal hasmal, should be on the head of the left leg, in the middle. So in diagram five, you have this tag, a large tag sticking out of the top left corner, not in the middle of the left zayin. You have to make sure you don't want to have such a long roof. This roof is too long. Then herich pasal. If you made it too long, it's pasal. Then the ain loy tikkun b'tefillin mezuzos. Mishum shalai kasid, you're not going to be able to fix it by tefillin mezuzos because it's going to be out of order. Ba'meds v'amamurim sha'asa be'zainin v'gag rachav. When could you not fix it? That's if you made two zayins and a very wide roof. Dezen loy havi kemin chatoy teras. That is not a roof. That's not a hump. Shehu meshupa, which is sloped. Meaning, a chatoy teres is really sloped. This is not sloped. It's mamish. It's practically horizontal. Avlam asa ches kedas Rashi. But if you made a Rashi ches, what's a Rashi ches? Dahainu ches pshuta b'loy chata shel shalgaga. You made a straight ches like in the Aleph Beis books. Afilam herach harbe. Even if you made it very long. Kasher b'di'evin afa pisha ena maruba. It's kasher even though it's not squared. So it's only a problem if you do the chatay teres too wide. But if you just make a straight ches, it's good. Now, it's very interesting that the Mishnah Brura does everything but say that if you have Arizal Tefillin, it's kasher. Im asa haches, if you made a ches, ketmuna shnei vavin, like two vavs, like in diagram 9. Aikidalad of Vav, or a dalad and a Vav. Aikidalad Zayin, or a dalad and a Zayin. V'chatoy teres agaboy kosher b'di'evet. Shaharei loy nishtana letzuris ois acher. It's very interesting, the Mishnah Brura doesn't say that if you have a Vav and a Zayin, it's kosher. Now, you could say, because then it's pasher, it's kosher. Because it definitely still looks like a ches. The chiddush is two vavs, or a vav and a dalet, or a vav and a zayin. But the Mishnah Brura does not discuss what would be if you had Arizal Tefillin. On the other hand, Why doesn't he discuss it? You know, I'll tell you a little story. I personally had my tefillin checked, and I had alephs that were Arizal alephs. Okay, so I have Beis of Ksav, and I'll tell you the truth. I've had my tefillin checked over the years, and no sofer ever told me, you know, you have some oisios that are Arizal oisios. The last time I had it checked, the sofer said, you know, you have Beis of tefillin with Arizal alephs. So I looked into it. I said, so, okay, well, what's the halacha? Well, he said, most poskim say it's okay. I said, who says it's not okay? He said, Ramosha. Ramosha holds that b'di'evet, if you have Arizal Ksav, you're yotze. But if you have Beis Yosef Ksav and one Arizal Ois, lo yotze. Ramosha calls it Menumar. Now, that's only, we know he said it by a ches. Because a ches, the Arizal holds ches has to be his way, and we hold a ches has to be two Zions. We don't know what Ramosh would say about an Aleph, because an Aleph, even though the Arizal has a way of doing it, it's not really that fundamental to his approach. So Rav David Feinstein was asked, what if you have, we know according to Ramosh, if you have one Arizal ches, the tefillin are puzzle. Again, if your whole tefillin are Arizal, then you're Yotze according to Ramesh B'dievet. But if you have one Arizal Ches, lo yotze. What if you have one Arizal Aleph? Rav David wasn't sure. L'maisa, I got new tefillin. But I'm just saying, it's worthwhile. You should know. First thing you have to ascertain, what kind of tefillin do I have? And what is my custom? You know, just because my grandfather bought me Arizal tefillin, that doesn't mean that's my minhag. Anyway, that's the story. It's interesting, again, the Mishnah Berurah does everything but discuss a ches with a vav and a zayin. Now,
but he says, but the Yevad, they're all kosher, right? All these Arizal oisius.
No, again, no.
Not Arizal Isis. Not Arizal Isis.
No, because they're not Arizal. This is not called Menumar. This is called Beis Yosef. And one letter is not Behidura. But if you wrote it Dafka Arizal, Ramosh, we don't know what the Mishnah Berurah would say. Ramosh says it's Pasul. Now again, it's a big chiddush. The other poskim don't agree with it. But anyway. Now, if it's possible to fix, let's say you made a Dalet and a Zion. Look carefully. You made a Dalet and a Zion, like in this situation. If you made the Dalet and a Zion, like in number 9, Ois Gimel, there's no way to fix it, because if you're going to scratch off the end of the Dalet, the Chatoitras won't have what to be connected to. But if you made a Dalet and a Zion and the Chatoitras is in the middle, then you could scratch out the end. When the Kamakim Efshel Asakin Ligrar Yisroin Ha'ois, if you could scrape off the rest of the letter, Chatoitras Yisharim Makaymoi, and Chatoitras will remain. Kagoyin Beches Shetumanasai Haya Kedalet Zion, Bachotetras Shaloi Nasus Beem Sahadalet. If the Chatoitras was made in the middle, Veloi Bisevnani, and Yigrar Min Adalet Mektsasa, you'll scrape off from the Dalet, Achateasa Kamoi Zion. But if it's going to be like in 9 Gimel, you're going to be dividing the letter. Therefore, leave it be, and it will be kosher without fixing it. Even though you're not going to take out another one, Mishum Zeh, but during the weekday, until you affix it in its correct image, you have to warn Sofer about this. You ready? It says, why does the Mishnah Berurah not bring down the Arizal possibility? The Gemara says how to make a ches. The Gemara seems to imply two Zions. And the Rishonim say that way. So there are no if, and, or buts. There's no other way to do it. Let's say you just make the tag, or you just make a chatoy teres, kosher. Even if you're missing the roof and the stick, the ches was straight. If it's easy to fix, to make a stick, let's finish the ches. Today will be a little bit longer. Tomorrow will be shorter. In this yarech ches, let's say the leg of the ches got snapped. Like over here, right? So one of the legs was shortened. It's good. Whether it happened to the right leg or left leg. That's from the Prima Golem, the Psycho Mashakas of Yerali, Duadin Lasharoisias, Vahulu, Omadanaga Prima Golem, Sham Yarcha Yamini. The reason Prima Golem talks about the right leg, Mishama Achirini, the Zachar Sham Nakad. It's only Agav other situations. Vahain Besoif Oisches Mashak Sam Nisham. Next page. Imachatoi Teres, Sha'ala Ches, Lohaya, Dovuk, Lahaches. Let's say the hump. It wasn't attached. Very important. You can't really see. You need a stick of magnifying glass to see. You got to look really careful. You're allowed to fix it. This is Nilmad. If it was outright recognizable, the ois is batal. The nifrad rak mitzad echad, if it's only separate on one side, hachatoy teres meaches. In other words, let's say only one side was separated. Let's say in diagram 3, that is efshur the yesh lakal asayin afil nikla hedya. It could be you could fix it even if it's outright recognizable. V'ayim bebir halacha. Okay, Rabbi said Tuesday, Wednesday are short days. We'll do Tuesday the test. Wednesday the Yud, and Thursday we'll do Ois Yud Aleph. Just joking, we'll do Ois Chaf. Okay, so have a wonderful day, everyone. Bracha v'atzacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.